This is a dictation for President Quinton Brown. Quintonbrown. Date of birth is 4/24/2011. And date of accident is 8/30/2022. Date of service is 9/19/2022. History: moderate headaches, leg pain, and right knee pain. Cause of the symptoms is alleged to be an accident on 8/30/2022 around 2 to 3 p.m. where the patient was traveling as a passenger, rear passenger on the right. Accident occurred on 9 mile. And his mom was driving the vehicle. He was restrained, wearing the seat belts, and he was on the third row of the Suburban truck, and were collided with a Ford SUV at 35 to 40 miles an hour. The other car was at zero speed. They rear-ended the car in front of them, as the light at the intersection was not functioning due to a storm a couple of days ago. And airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. There was no hit and run accident. The police came at the scene. Ambulance came at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital at Royal Oak Beaumont via ambulance. The impact caused some damage to the front of the vehicle in the front bumper and front hood. And radiator leaked out and car was undrivable. However, there was nothing damaged inside the vehicle. The headrest and windshields and window glasses, they were all okay. Seat belt was okay. The osteopresenting illness is first is the headaches that are occupying front and back of the head, moderate. Severe 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on. And he is reporting that he is sleeping a lot after the accident that was not there before. The headaches are constant and they are sensitive to the light and noise, but not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or other. The patient reports symptoms of dizziness and ringing in the ear and blood vision. However, there is no loss of consciousness, blackout, seizures, no loss of memory, loss of forgetfulness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, denies any confusion or disorientation, no lack of focus or lack of concentration, no nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, none, no incontinence of the urine bowel or seizures. Patient reports blurred vision but denies any spots in the vision or loss of vision field. No sudden anesthesia, no numbness, tingling, no radiation of the pain is reported, but the pain is mainly located in the area of the back of the neck and the right knee. The back of the neck is 7, headaches are 5 to 7, off and on, and the right knee pain is 5, causing patients some difficulty walking. This throbbing, described as throbbing, and they vary from 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The ADLs are affected 7. Due to the pain, modified factor for the pain is worsened on walking and improved by resting, sleeping. In the and denies any numbness, tingling, pins and needle, muscle weakness, bladder, bowel incontinence. Patient denies any mood problem, sleep problem, depression problem, no self-worth problem, anxiety, concentration problem, no suicidal thoughts or homicidal thoughts. The patient report that he has had accidents at the hospital, which are found to be negative for any fracture. And he doesn't know which X-rays were done. And regarding the past treatment, patient only visited ER once on the day of accident at Royal Oak Beaumont. Past medical history and system review is completely negative. No medical problems. Surgical history, none. Allergies are none. Personal history is negative. Patient does not drink or smoke or use any alcohol, and has no homicidal thought, suicidal thought, anxiety, concentration, self-work problem, depression problem, denies any sleep and mood problems. Family history is like this. Mother is alive. She was the driver of the car and suffered from type 1 diabetes. Only hypertension. Father is okay, and brother and sisters are okay. And the relationship is personal, single, and he goes to the 6th grade school and stays with his parents and unemployed, is not working, not disabled, and no legal, no lawyer is reported. The ADS are as follows. They can report general activity, sleep, and ability to concentrate are affected than anything else. And further person reports that walking, running, and home chores are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Physical examination reveals that both vital points were not taken for the patient. And he's a 11-year-old child who is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, and well-hydrated, cooperative, and sitting comfortably without any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. He doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. And there is a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. Except for the right knee, slight pain is there. But he's not using any cane. The rest of the physical examination come from the template, including neurological examination and psychiatric evaluation, all normal. Musculature examination reveals a slight spasm in the posterior muscles of the neck. Other than that, nothing else is going on. In the musculoskeletal examination, the special palpation is from the template. Pine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present only in the area of neck from C1 to C7 in the paraspinal region, with no hypertonicity and mild tenderness. In the range of motion are limited for the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 25, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar and thoracic spine, forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30, upper extension are painful. Maneuvers to identify represent the pain. Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test negative, Soto all test negative, myelopathy sign excellent. Thoracic spine, Drew's test and Sperling test are negative. In lumbar spine, Buddhism, Kernick test negative, straight leg bearing test negative, control lateral leg rest test negative, Bregar test negative, Kump-Kerb test negative, femoral nerve stress negative, and Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac spine, known tender, and bilateral sacroiliac spine are completely negative for any tenderness. Compression test is negative and restriction test negative. Faber test negative, Gunston test negative, Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for the right knee, all the extremities are completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused, motor power 5x5, reflexes normal, no pedal edema, contusion, laceration, or muscle spasm are present in any of the extremities. Range of motion of all other joints except the right knee, normal. Quick test negative. No leg length discrepancy noticed. The gait is okay. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any cane. In the right wrist right knee examination, it reveals that there is no scar, erythema, or effusion. The knee range of motions are normal at 135 degrees of flexion, and flexion from full extension is normal, and no crepitus grinding noise, popping noises are heard. Collateral ligaments are intact, motor power normal, valgus varus abnormally not present, anterior drought, posterior drought negative, McMurray assignment negative, patellar apprehension slightly positive. Patient points pain towards the deep inside the knee area. Diagnosis. Gentle, V89.2 X60, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, muscles M60.9, M79.1. In the lower extremity, right knee 35.56 months and 23.205, 23.202. Cervix was fine and 54.2 and 50.20. Plan of care is for Quinton Brown from Templet. Actually, please do me a favor. You don't need to type everything. And the plan of care has to be short. Monitoring is okay. Objective are okay. And goals are okay. Goal setting. But urine drug screen does not need to be ordered. Opioid pain management is not there because we are not going to be providing any. Review of the stratification of opioid risk factor cancer. MAPS, please cancel. And so, only thing you have to type in plan of care is point A, B, and C, and D. No, remove the D, E, F, and G and H, please. He's an 11-year-old child. So treatment plan consists of the following: physical therapy. He's got some spasm in the part, back part of the neck, so it is okay to therapy. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. This patient is a minor. No medications are being provided. Only Tylenol has been advised and Advil at home. Non-pharmacological modality is less. Home exercise plan less. Referral to psychiatry not warranted. Fitness club not warranted. Review of the available MRIs and medical records. The patient was seen at the hospital emergency room at Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital immediately after the motor vehicle accident. He was having some pain in the right knee and headache without any nausea, vomiting, or dizziness. The examination was equivocal and negative for most. And X-ray for the tibia fibula, right, two views, and knees, right, two views were done. And there was no fracture or osseous deformity. Osseous, O-S-S-E-U-S, was found. The patient was discharged home on Tylenol and Motrin. Since that time, the patient has not seen any other doctor. He's been active otherwise. Interventional pain procedure, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Past medical records are already discussed from Beaumont Hospital. Investigations, none. DMEs. Patient is provided with a knee brace to help him recover. He has been advised to wear a ACE bandage. Education is yes. Follow visit in 1 month and personal support is yes. In addition, patient is advised to consider rest and acupuncture. Thank you.